Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Tony Green, the psychic medium and channel. We are about to embark upon another show. Yep. Which means 60 minutes, maybe. Maybe, of what I loosely like to call entertainment. Okay, no, seriously, here we go. Hey, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to everybody in the chat and those of you holding on hold to get your questions answered. Please don't go anyplace. I will get to you as soon as I can. If you would like to call in and join the show live, I go live every Monday and Wednesday at noon Central Time. And the call-in number is 845-277-9131. And if you have a question you'd like to ask, just push the 1 button. Your hand will go up on the screen, and I know you have a question to ask. Or you want to connect with a loved one on the other side. Whew, okay. If you'd like to join the show live on YouTube, you can, and you can join the conversation in the YouTube chat. And everybody talks to each other. I answer questions there also. Hey, Mimi, Heather, Patrick, Amy, May, how are you? Anne is in there. Rebecca's in there. We have quite a few people in the chat. So Rebecca asked, what was her song of the day? And the answer I was getting is that song, Shake Down, Shake Down, Everybody, something light. Rebecca, that's your song of the day. I didn't know if you would know just by the few little words I put in there. And her question was, my 22-year-old son was laid off. Do you see him? You know, Rebecca, I want to answer this question. She asked if I see him getting a job, you know, or getting hired or whatever within a week, 2 weeks, a month. I see him doing something on his own, whether that means going out and just driving until he gets brought back to the company or another company. But there is another company that's going to hire him. So either a company will hire him to drive, or he's independently driving for a company, like maybe a truck. I don't know. I'm getting that there's something coming in immediately. There's an opportunity coming in immediately that he will be able to do that might have something to do with driving or truck. Okay. And I feel like it's more independent. And then the second thing is, yes, within a month he has the opportunity to become an employee. Now, whether that's for the same company or a different company, I'm not sure. That message seems like it could be two or three parts, but it also seems like it could be one thing that leads to another. So however that unfolds for him, I hope that unfolds very well. Anne has been asking, you guys, I am so sorry. I have a hair in my eye, and I cannot find it, and it is making me a little crazy. I know it's connected to my head, but it landed in my eye. So through the show, I'm going to be, like, blinking or trying to get it out. And, well, just so you know, that's what's going on with my face right now. So the next question was, Anne wanted to know, and she's asked this a couple of times, and Anne, this is a really difficult question to answer, but I'm going to give you your answer. Her person wants to know, how did his father die? And I keep getting the answer of drugs. Now, before we jump to any conclusions, the drugs can also be medication. It can be that you were taking the wrong prescription, the wrong amount, too many prescriptions, or there was just too much put in. Now, in a case when I hear drugs, a lot of people who are put in hospice are being given morphine, and that is actually what is, So, and that's the answer that I have. Whether it was that he had too many prescriptions or too many medications or whatever we want to call it in his body, or it was a hospice situation. I do keep hearing also that maybe he had some kind of pneumonia or bronchial thing possibly going on. I'm not sure if that's for somebody else or if that's still about him. But I am going to say, when I do hear the answer is that. That is the answer. That's all I can say to you. I hope that's helpful. Hey, Amy. Amy says, happy Wednesday. Sending you big hugs back. When are we doing tacos, Amy? That's all I really want to know. Jay Francis and Elizabeth is here. Rebecca. Okay, you guys, as you know, I go back and forth between callers and the chat. So I already did two chats. Patrick says he'll do tacos with me. I love that. Patrick, I love that attitude. I do. And then I'm going to go to callers in a second, and that is going to be, if you'd like to call in, again, the number is 845-277-9131. And you can ask a question, or you can connect with a loved one on the other side. Hey, Caroline. Oh, my gosh. Caroline, I love when I see your name pop up. And Margaret's here, too. Hey, everybody. I'm so happy when I see people. It just makes me happy. Okay. I'm going to go to the call line now. I completely forgot to do names and songs. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the first name I'm hearing is Tony. Not me, Tony. Tony up there. And Antonia or Antonio or Tony. Tony. And then I am hearing the name. Now, for those of you who are new to the show, names can be your name, the person who passed name, or somebody significant that you've been thinking about or asking about, somebody significant in their life. So the next name I'm hearing is Brian. And the next name I'm hearing is Josephina. And then Charles. Okay, not Charlie, Charles. Very, very specific about that, Charles. Okay. And then the songs I'm hearing are, you need to give me more on that song. I'll come back to that song because I don't have that song. I don't get that, that song isn't. Okay. No, that's not how it goes. That sounds like the chicken dance. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. I do know that song. Okay. Whoever this is, their energy is really, 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 really fast. It sounded like, but it is actually, whether you're a brother, whether you're a mother, staying alive, staying alive. I love that song. Brings back sweet memories for me. Very sweet memories. Not because that's my era, but more recent sweet memories for me. Okay, the next song that I'm hearing is Live and Let Die. And then the next song I'm hearing, I'm just hearing the band, The Who, unless there's a song. The Who, there's a movie. Oh, that's a first. That's a pretty first. The movie that I'm hearing is The Calling. So whomever that is for, the movie is The Calling. How about that? That's new. Okay. And then we're going to do one more song, and then we're going to move on to callers and answer more questions. And the next song, the last song for right now is the time of my life. And all I can see is that movie with, it's more recent. It's not the original, like, lift the person up over your head. It's the one, oh my God, who is in it? That person from Saturday Night Live with Tina Fey and her, Steve Carell. And is that Ryan Gosling? And then the chick they lift up, he lifts up. That's the movie I'm seeing. Okay. So those are the songs today, you guys. I'm so sorry that they were not coming through so strongly. Okay. Hey, Moji, how are you? Zaylee, how are you? Welcome to the show. Okay, here we go. Yeah, Amy Poehler. Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably who it is. Okay, I'm going to go to the first caller, and then from there we'll go back and forth between calling and so on and so forth. Questions in the queue and questions on the phone. 203, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hey, Pat, how can I help you today?
Hi. A couple of questions about chants. There's a company in Australia, if I can say the name, I will, but herbal stuff for his issue, laryngeal paralysis. Do you see that a good choice to purchase for him at this point to support him? And is he having seizures of any type?
Okay, the answer to the first part of that is no. The second part is yes.
Okay.
And I do feel like what I'm going to say is, know when to know.
I know.
All I can say right now. And I get where you are, and I know the process. And there is something here that's made in America that is a natural remedy that is going to be helpful for chance. And it's not the thing in Australia, but it's more of something... I know you're going to want to know what this is, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to tell you. It's more of something you would find every day in your kitchen. So black seed oil technically is cumin, and oregano oil of oregano is olive oil and oregano. And those two things are the most powerful things you can give anyone or anything. It's black seed oil is said to cure everything except for death, and oil of oregano is the strongest so-called antibiotic that there is, along with garlic. Don't give chance garlic. But what I am going to say is there's something in your kitchen that would be very effective and helpful. Now, what I'm getting here, it's in your kitchen. That means you already have what Chance needs. Okay, love?
Yeah, I don't know. You did tell me about black seed oil.
I'm so sorry. I thought we were done. Yeah, here's what I'm going to say, love. Here's what I'm going to say, and I'm so sorry about that. Here's what I'm going to say. What I'm getting is it's something that you've already purchased for Chance, and you've used and stopped using it, and you just need to go back to it again. And what I would do is I would lightly and gently, very gently, take your two thumbs, go down Chance's spine, and make sure everything is in order there. Just make sure it's all in alignment. And that's the second thing I would do. And I know what you're experiencing, and I know you're in a place of, you know, I don't care if it's a cat, a dog, a bird, a person. We're going to do everything we can to the very last minute to help. And, you know, I had two little dogs, and I took my dogs in for acupuncture and chiropractic adjustments. I did. I would do it again. And there's a thing with acupuncture, especially for animals. If acupuncture removes trauma from humans, it can also remove trauma from animals. Now, I'm not saying do that because there's a financial side to this, and then there's a, you know, there's always the balance of things. And what I'm going to say to you at this point, love, is that make smart choices and school that works with vets that are learning acupuncture or chiropractic. That might be an option for you. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, 702. Oh, 702, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, if I say your number, you have like 3 seconds to respond. Not because I'm impatient. Yes, I am. I am. But because also there are a lot of people waiting and clearly not there, so we're going to go to 651. 651, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hey, Christiana. How can I help you today?
I actually have a question about a dream I had. Can I ask about a dream?
Yep. I'm not going to promise you I can answer about your dream because I don't even know about my own dreams, but go right ahead. I'm going to try to help you.
Okay. I just remember this one part that there was a box, and I went to open the box, and there slithered out a bunch of little tiny snakes that crawled up my arms. And then when I had opened the box, there was like a spirit there that was like attached to me, but I couldn't see them. It was like a silhouette.
I can help you. I actually think I can help you this time. First of all, for you, everybody listening, re-listening, watching, re-watching, and at any time, and this is at like the 18-minute mark of the show, so come back and do this once a day, once a week, whatever, because this is a big one, folks. We're gonna start with a clearing, and the clearing is that I'm just going to say all attachments have been cleared from us. I get a no, and we're going to clear that. Okay. All that caused this and kept this has been healed, cleared, and released. I get a no. Now, as this clears, you could feel lightheaded, dizzy, afraid, sad, blah, 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 blah. Any gamut of emotion, hot, cold, pressure, breathless. And not like in I had the time of my life song, just breathless. What I'm going to say to you is attachment can be anything. An attachment to, like an addiction, it can be an attachment to a person, place, or thing. It can be an attachment to a way of doing things, or it could literally be an attachment, okay? An energetic attachment to a person we dated, somebody we lost, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't mean that their spirit is still with us in a negative way. It means we're still attached. It's what we are attached to and we're not letting go of. that can be harmful to us. Excuse me, there are good attachments and bad, not so good of attachments. So we're going to clear all attachments that are no longer serving us. Oh, if you guys are feeling this comment, comment if you are feeling
it.
Thank you. Now, I am going to say that the snakes going up the arm, because they were baby snakes, in theory, we would think they can't help hurt us, but they still scare us. And, they can if they're poisonous, right? So it's something, the snakes could represent something that you're in denial about, and I'm channeling this. You're in denial about the fact that this might be hurting you, or something you're doing or people or something are hurting you, and you're minimizing it. And it could be something from the past, present, not sure there, but this is just what I'm getting. The box and the attachment is something you're keeping deep hidden within yourself, or you do not know about. You're not aware that this is the effect that it's having upon you. Because a box, something inside of a box, is something either we're not looking at or something that seems to be hidden from us, but nothing is hidden from us. Okay? So that's what I'm getting, love, and we're just clearing all of this away. And I truly, truly, truly hope this was helpful for you.
All right, thank you for the reading.
You are so, so welcome. Please call back anytime. I'll be happy to help you again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. 519, please hold on the line. You will be next. Okay, I'm going to answer a question on here, hopefully. Jay Francis wants to talk to Stacy, who just passed. Jay, can you please tell me who was Stacy to you? Jay says she's 519. Okay, then I'm going to skip that question because Jay's coming up in a second. And I'm going to go to the next question, who is Elizabeth. Elizabeth asked, last week I asked about my car settlement. I went for a new MRI. Was this the piece of information to not have out before the settle? Do you see my back issues as permanent? Will my back surgery help? Okay. Oh, that's a lot. Okay, but Elizabeth, here's what I'm going to say. This is my own personal opinion based on the experience of very many people that I know who have had back surgery. And is also chiming in here. First and foremost, yes, if you have been injured, you never settle until all the cards are on the table. And this is a card. It's a very important card. Once you settle, you cannot go back and say, oh, but wait, this isn't done. Oh, but wait, I just found out this. That's not their problem. That's not their problem. The next thing I am hearing is, will your back problems be permanent? No, get into the right facilitator for you. Now, some people don't mind having surgeries. Some people don't care. They're like, yep. Before they try anything else, they're going to go under the knife. And for boobs, for face, yeah, definitely. You know, if you want bigger boobs, facelift, that's probably pretty much the answer for that. Back surgery, I know two people personally who have had back surgery and it did not. The results were not even close to what they had hoped they'd be. It's just the process, and this is how the process went for both people and most people who go the route of surgery. You go in for the surgery, they fuse the two discs, which is counterintuitive because your discs need the space because your nerve endings come by your vertebra, okay? I get why surgeons do that. That's what surgeons do. Surgeons do surgery. But after the surgery, all of the pain got worse. The nerve damage became worse and caused a lot more problems. Then they ended up going in for shots and doing a lot of other things that were very, again, this is the specialty of these particular doctors, so this is what they are going to tell you to do. And if you're okay with that, that's you do what you're okay with, okay? You could also, and this was the route I'm taking or the route I've taken, find a really good chiropractor and physical therapist that uses laser decompression and the stim machine. And I have this really amazing neuromuscular therapy massage therapist that knows how to, what pressure and everything to use to, these people together are getting everything in my spine realigned and alleviating everything from my lower back and my upper back. And next, I'm going to tell you that if you're comfortable taking that route and you get to choose as a patient, you get to advocate for yourself which route is best for you. Now, insurance companies don't always like chiropractors and they don't always validate them, but if you go to a physical therapy at the same time with a doctor on board and if they're doing the MLS laser treatment and a number of other things, you're going to find relief without having to go under the knife. Now, what's the bigger payout? Always surgery. Insurance companies put things into a machine. It's not personal at all. They're a big machine. They put everything in. And if you lose a limb, it's this much. If you do this, it's this much. That's just the way insurance companies work. That's what I have for you, love. I hope that was helpful. I am going to go to 519. 519, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. Canada. How are you?
Well, that's good. How are you doing?
You're from 519, what's that? Okay, so Jennifer, who was Stacy to you?
Stacy is, she's, was very good friends with my neighbor, and I was friends with her as well. And she passed away yesterday.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
The first thing I hear is the song Good Life. So she is in the awakening. She's calling it the awakening. She's still just a little heavy, and I'll explain that in a moment. She's still just a little bit heavy, but she's so much lighter than she was and so much, so happy. She's so filled with joy. It's finally, like I hear two statements, it's finally over, I finally graduated, it's finally over, I finally graduated. she's saying this wasn't the easiest ride that she rode, meaning this life, but it was worth it for all the knowledge she took with her and she gets to carry with her, okay? She's also acknowledging that there's a, can you use a different word, Stacy? There's a song playing and it's, I kind of know the song, but I'm not hearing the words. It's like the song in the beginning, the Staying Alive song. Can we get a different, softer version of this, a softer version for the sake of the show? Just a little, not so on point for this. Answers are coming to the questions that everybody's been asking. Thank you. That was eloquent. That was beautiful. Answers are coming to the questions everybody's been asking. So whether this means thickly in her case or in a generality, that's what's being said. She also wants you to know thank you for everything and the role that everybody played in this incarnation, and that there will be some like some life coming for it. Okay? I don't even know what that means. But you will when the time comes, or you do because it's a message is for you. And then the last thing she wants to say is, no, I'm going to mess up the words to this. So if you are in the chat or Jennifer, you know this song, please correct me. Everybody must get stoned. I probably heard that song like once. I don't really know that song. But that's
I know the song.
Okay, thank you. And that's what counts. It's not for me. It doesn't matter if I know this. It's for the person. And that's the song she's bringing through. Love you. Love her. I love you, Stacey. I love the poop out of you. She wants to acknowledge that she is with, like, she's showing me behind her. And she's not completely with them yet. And not because she has not transitioned, but she's still consoling or still her energy is still, she hasn't ascended as high as she could yet, but she's on her way. She says, I'm on my way. But she's showing me right what I feel is close, but not as close as I normally see people. The first group of people she's showing me, I think, are her grandparents. I don't know if her But for sure her grandparents and then other family members are there. And then she's saying, she is saying that she's going to be with them within the hour, meaning the transition will be complete within the hour. And that makes a lot of sense to me. Once the transition is complete, the heaviness that everybody is feeling about her, like the real heaviness, will subside until any ceremonies come around, and then it's just the emotion that they're carrying about it. But once her transition is complete within the hour, everybody will feel a little lighter about this, okay, a little lighter like that. The daunting heaviness will lift, and then it will feel a little bit lighter. And that's sometimes when people say, I don't feel them around me anymore. It's not that you don't feel them. It's that they have completely transitioned, and what you're left with is their light. Then you have to go into a new vibration or a new vibration to be in alignment with them. So if you're staying in that down, like heavier frequency, it will not be as easy for you to connect and communicate with them at that time. You have to like focus in on the good times and how they're home and they're at peace and they're doing well. And then also focus in on that the emotions you are having are valid and fair and good. However, if you can go past the pain and get into the celebration of their new life, it will bring you to feel them again, but in a good way, in a good way. Okay, so you might want to let people hear that part of it so they can understand that. And then and I hope this was helpful. And everybody must get stoned. And that is that.
Thank you. That's
awesome. That, no, that is not me telling everybody to go get stoned. Nope. That is a message of a song to Jennifer from Stacy. It is not, and hey, everybody go do this. Nope. Okay, that's what I have for you, Jennifer. I hope that was helpful.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.
Absolutely my pleasure. I hope you have an amazing day. Until next time, please take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The next caller I'm going to take is 347, but 347 I'm going to answer a question online before I take your call. Okay. I'm looking for a question, Sanila. I love you guys. Oh, it just flipped me down to like all the questions. Okay. Diana, welcome to the show, Diana. Just a quick question, Tony. At my job, I heard there may be layoffs. Sorry about that. In August. Just wondering if I will be laid off and if there is a new job opening for me. Thank you, Tony, for all your help. Diana P. Perez, please let me know you're still here and I will start answering this question. Let me know that you're still here and let me know where you are calling from. I'm going to tap into this for you. So Diana, because I don't like to answer questions if the people have not stuck around, then I'll go to somebody else's question. Okay, Diana, thank you. I'm still here and from Houston. Okay. That helps me, believe it or not, it does help me to tap into the energy. Is Diana going to be one of the people laid off? No. And did you guys see that flash of light on that? No. And again, I have no lights on, closed. Yes. Okay, no, I don't feel like you're going to be, every time I say no, I feel like you're going to be kept. And if you were to be laid off, you would find something very quickly. I hear the statement with a quickness, boom, just like that, there would be something there for you. And part of the reason you're a critical part of the machine is what I'm hearing. So the way I'm going to say this is you do your job, you do it well, and they wouldn't want to lose you. But if they did lose you, the next day you would have something there. You would definitely have something there. Keep in your mind that you are a critical part of this company. Only think that. And, of course, they wouldn't let you go. But if they do, there's something better that you will have. And I'm not even joking, the very next day you would have it. And absolutely my pleasure, Diana. Okay, I think 347 was next. I think 347 was next. Okay. 347, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Katie. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Katie. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm moving, and I went to Charlotte, North Carolina to look at some places, and the ones I've seen were, like, mainly in the city, and I'm thinking about, so one I've seen is called MAA, and the place is beautiful. Like, it had a coffee shop, it had a really nice gym, it was a good vibe there, it's really nice. But the leasing agent was kind of like the first day I went, he wasn't even there, but he was supposed to be there to meet me. And then the second time, like, we did the tour, he was just a little condescending. And the review says that, like, if you read Google reviews, it says, like, they have, like, homeless people there and stuff, like, living on the roof or in the building. So when I asked him about it, he was like, oh, that's, like, a city problem. Not really the company's problem. So I don't know. So, like, I like the place, but I don't know if I like the management company.
Okay. Here's
and,
what I'm going to tell
yeah.
you. Go ahead, love.
No. I was just wondering about that place versus, say, I've seen some other ones, but the other ones, say, might not be offering, say, a discount, but I did like them.
Okay. Here's what I'm getting for what it's worth.
Okay.
What you said, I think it was Charlotte, North Carolina, instantly I started doing this little groove, like a little bluesy, like, groove, like, yeah, that's it. That's where we want to be. Mm-hmm, that's it. And then, as soon as you said the place, I got it all stopped. Energy completely changed. So you're going to the right city, but the wrong area of the city. And I'm going to say this to you, and I'm going to say it to anybody moving right now, to anybody relocating, go further out. What's not being talked about, and I cannot talk too much about it on this show because the show will probably, my YouTube feed will end, my phone log will probably go dead, so I cannot talk too much about it right now. But that problem that you brought up to him about the rooftop and the reviews, that is going to start to take over a lot of cities because there are, for a lot of reasons, that one show wouldn't even cover it, like the cost of living, the unemployment, the people not working, and the people coming in, and the other people, all of the medications that people are taking. That is going to start to overrun a lot of areas. And you are further out. And I'm going to say this, the further out, the better. But be as far out as is practical. Now, a couple things happen once you go a little further out. You may find a more reasonable rent. You may find a more reasonable people that you are cohabitating with and around. Sometimes when we want to be in the thick of it because it's the city and everything is so beautiful and so near us, but everything, you know, everything else is also. And we need to be careful, especially if you're a single woman, even if you're a single man now, even if you're a man, and a single, not single, we need to be really careful because certain areas are just being not, maybe there's not enough patrol, maybe patrol can't do what they need to do, whatever it is, who cares, just don't be in those areas. Just think critically, not, don't think, but this is the inn, the whatever, drive to the inn and drive your happy butt right back home to safety again. Okay.
There were other places. Say, for example, that's one part of town, but there's other places in the city. That place just was offering, say, a discount. Say, there are other places that have, like, I like this other place. It's called 500 West Trade. I really, really like it. It's further way, further up. It's just not having a discount. So maybe you're saying also, don't necessarily let the discount room.
The other place you're saying, that still doesn't have the best vibe. And if a place is offering a discount, we really have to go, they're desperate for people because there is a housing crisis right now. And if they are offering a discount, it's because everybody's leaving because of the problems in the whole area. So what I'm going to tell you is go even further out. Go even further out. Okay, sweetie? That's what they need you to do. They need you to expand. You know, the one thing about there's the city and then there's the suburbs and then there's right outside the suburbs. And typically right outside the suburbs, you're going to find your best rent. You're going to find your best people. I'm going to tell you, there's something about living in either a suburb or outside of a suburb or on the border of a suburb and driving to what you want and then getting back out of it. I'm just going to put you on hold for a second, but don't hang up. I'm going to go into a whole nother thing here that I really want to say. Listen, geographic areas have energy, a frequency, just like we do. Now, we might be moving into going to work at an area that we perceive as a high value or a high end type of place. And then we get in and we realize the frequency in that place is no bueno, no good. I think that's what bueno means. It's just bad, right? Because maybe in this case, you're looking at a place and people, I'm going to tell you, if they're giving certain reviews, those reviews are probably true. And then you start to get that frequency, that energy, okay? So you want to make sure you're going not to where they say it's a high frequency, a high energy type of vibe. You want to go where it is. Okay, where it actually is. And I always say, if you live in an area, I've read this so many times, I'm just going to use this as the analogy. If you hang around four people who are positive, you'll be the fifth. If you hang around four people who own their business, you'll be the fifth. If you hang around four people that are millionaires, you'll be the fifth. If you hang around four people that are drug addicts, you will be the fifth. Choose your people area because that starts to immerse you. Whether you want it to or not. Our energy expands 6 feet around us minimum of. That means when someone comes near us, their energy is interacting or in our energy. If their energy is not that high vibing good energy, or it's causing depression, sadness, fear, whatever it is, even if we're in the best mood, eventually that energy might start to affect us. So we always want to be around the four critical people. We want our four positive people. We want our four high income people. We want our four creative people, our people who are really out there making it happen. And those are our choices that we stick to like nothing else, okay? And then if we are going into an area where there is some of this going on, we want to get the heck out of that area. Because you know what? Eventually, everybody who is high-vibing will leave because they didn't move there for that. Nobody goes to a company or to an area to live for that. Nobody. They will move further out, and then you'll be left with what's left. And that's what I have to say about that. 203-331, you're going to be next. Yes, if you have a question, it in the chat, or you can call in 845-277-9131, and I will try to answer it. I will get to as many questions as I can. Caroline, first I'm going to take 203, and then I'm going to go to Caroline's question. 203, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michelle from Georgia.
Hey, Michelle, how can I help you today?
Well, I always hate keeping on asking about work, but it never quite resolves. I just wanted to, I'm in this job and, it pays well. It's a good job, but I just feel so aggravated half the time, you know, with people encroaching in my territory and, I don't know exactly what I should be doing.
Okay. So one of the things is I'm going to do a clearing. I'm going to do a healing. And I'm trying to think of the verbiage for this, but that people stay out of our personal space. Okay, I'm just going to start there. Huh. At work, at home, whatever it is, they just stay out of our personal space. And the second thing I'm going to say is start looking at what else is out there. Okay? And
okay.
See if you can't all of your needs. Okay? Because there is a thing that until something heals, we might keep encountering it. And I have a feeling, okay, thank you. Oh, there it is. Okay. We have strong boundaries and healthy boundaries. I get a no, we're going to clear, heal, release that and all that caused it and kept it. Oh, we have strong and healthy, I can't even think now. We have strong boundaries and healthy boundaries. And then the next part of that would be people respect our boundaries. Thank you. I get a no. We're going to heal, clear, release that, all that caused it and all that kept it. Oh, okay. And that's what it is. That's where this all goes back to for you, is that whether it be here, at home, childhood, whatever it is, it goes back to people crossing the line with your boundaries and having that. So we're healing, clearing, and that's at about the 51-ish minute mark of the show. So please go back to that point and listen to that a couple of times if you need to, okay, love? I feel like this will help
okay.
because once we healed what causes the issue no longer persists. So I'm all about getting to the
okay.
source of the issue and releasing it. So then it either doesn't bother us when they do it, or it no longer happens. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much
well,
for calling
you.
In. And I look okay. forward to next time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to go to the Caroline. Caroline, Tony, may I get a message from Archangel Michael? When I was meditating earlier, he sent me a bright wavy blue light. I love that. Michael is the blue light for all of us who know we know. Drew my third eye. I'm walking on a new light, a new high today. Sorry. Thank you, my dear friend. Yes. Okay, so I love Archangel Michael. Amazing energy, great protector. And Archangel Michael or Michael is the one who will take his sword and dissolve any energies that do not belong or that are blocking us when we appropriately ask. So, Caroline, the message I'm getting from for you from him is heed, all will resolve itself. Don't try to force an outcome, as what we have planned for you might be better than what you're trying to stick to. I hope that makes sense for you, Caroline. I really do hope that makes, I hope that is information that is helpful. I'm going to go to the very next caller who is 914. 914, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ray, and I'm calling from California.
Hey, Ray, how can I help you today?
Hi, I was just wondering, I don't know if you can do this, like a reading on love life, if that's okay, or if there's anything specific you'd prefer to do.
Yeah, if you have a specific question about love life, because the time is running a little bit short right now, and I'm sorry, that was 916. Anyway, if you have a more specific, can you hone it down into a really specific what you want to know about your love life for me?
You know, what I basically want to know is, you know, I'm single, and I'm happy, you know, with my career, and I just want to know if there's anything coming up that you think, you know, in the next 6 months at all, or if you see anything different.
Okay, so what I'm getting for you, Ray, is there's going to be a lot of movement, okay?
Okay.
I feel you, and whatever movement means for you personally, is what's coming in. There's going to be a lot of movement. Now, there may be someone you meet in the upcoming that might be a temporary situation, but in a year is when you're going to meet the long-term, the possibility of meeting the longer-term situation. Now, when people ask, when am I going to meet somebody? Well, we meet people every day that we could potentially make something work with. But if I say within 6 months, yes, you are going to meet someone, yeah, there's somebody you're going to meet, that doesn't mean that that's the ever after person. And I don't believe sometimes there is not an ever after person. Sometimes there is, you know, because one of us has to die first. Very rarely do we go together. Sometimes I channel, and after it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, did you really just say that? So what I'm getting is that in that time, within or about that 6 month time, you are going to have an encounter that might not be the long-term encounter. That doesn't mean don't have it. It means enjoy the experience. Enjoy it. Like if your dream car is a Bentley or a Bugatti, you're not going to not have a car until you get your Bentley, okay? You're going to have a car. It's just not your car yet. But going into whatever you're going into in the next person that is prior to the year person, let them know that, you know, be honest and upfront with everything so it's one person isn't thinking, oh, this is going to be this, and the other person is going, this is not going to be this. Always be honest and upfront and give that person the option of if they want to in that type of situation. Okay? Ooh, that's what I have for you, Ray. I hope it was helpful.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. You are welcome. Okay, everybody online in the chat, please know I come on twice a week, every Monday and every Wednesday at noon. And I'm here for 60 minutes answering questions on the log, from the calls and from the chat. Mm-hmm. If I did not get to you today, please come back on Monday. And if you subscribe to however you're listening to me, if I do a pop-up show, you will be notified. Thank you, everybody who has liked the show. I really appreciate each and every one of you. And I love each and every one of you so stinking much. Thank you for being here with me.